You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Dalawang ministro federal ang nagpahayag ng kanilang pagre-retiro sa harap ng susunod na eleksyon. Sina ministro Christopher Fine at Steve Sciobbo ay napadagdag sa lumalaking listahan ng mga ministrong hindi tatakbo sa kanilang pwesto sa darating na halalan. Mananatili sa pwesto si Ginoong Fine hanggang sa eleksyon, samantalang si Senador Linda Reynolds ay papalit bilang ministro sa defense industry. Narito ang mga karagdagang ulat mula sa panulat ni Samantha Benyak Brooks na isinali namin sa ating wika. Dalawang matataas na ministro federal ang magre-retiro sa parlamento sa darating na halalan na mag-iiwang kulang ang frontbencher ng gobyernong Morrison bago sumapit ang halalan. Si ministro Steve Sciobbo ng Defense Industry ang unang nagsabi ng kanyang paglisan sa pagsasabing gusto pa niyang magbitiw mula sa kanyang posisyon sa gabinete ng madalian.
I'm taking the decision not to recontest because it's the right thing for me, for our family, and because I've never wanted to be a time server. I've always believed politics is a means, not an ends. I've made a contribution. I've been incredibly privileged to have the opportunity to make that contribution, and that's the reason why I made this decision.
Si Senador Linda Reynolds ng West Australia ang papalit kay Ginoong Sciobbo bilang ministro sa defense industry. Ayon sa senador, dadalahin niya ang kanyang maraming karanasan sa kanyang bagong pwesto.
And having worked, not only served in the Australian Army for nearly 30 years, but also having worked in defense industry and working with defense industry for many years, I know just how capable our people are right across this country.
Samantala, umaasa naman si Ginoong Sciobbo na isang babae ang papalit sa kanya sa pwesto ng Moncrief sa Gold Coast.
The time's come for me to pass the baton on to someone to put themselves forward on behalf of the Liberal National Party to be the next member for Moncrief. That person, whoever it may be, will be a decision for the party membership, and I wish the membership the very best of luck. Obviously, I'd love for it to be a woman, but ultimately, it's their choice.
Pagkatapos ay dumating ang pahayag ni Ministro Christopher Fine ng Depensa na nagkumpirma din ng kanyang pag-alis pagkatapos ng 26 na taon sa parlamento. Sinabi niya na ito ay inisip na niya buhat pa noong Enero at hindi isang desisyong mahirap gawin.
You have to know when to go, and it's nice to go when people are asking you to stay rather than when they're trying to sort of plot to remove you.
Itinagdag ng mambabatas mula South Australia na ang papalit sa kanya ay dapat piliin base sa merito. Tinanong ng mga reporter si Ginoong Fine kung maaaring pumalit sa kanya ang Chief of Staff ng South Australia, James Stevens.
James Stevens is a very fine individual. He's one of a handful of people who were the brains behind our South Australian election win last March. He's the president of my Federal Electorate Conference. He's been campaign manager for Sturt for the last 4 elections, so he does fit the criteria.
Ang punong ministro ay nawala na ng ilang frontbenchers, kagaya ni Kelly O'Dwyer, Michael Keenan at Nigel Scullion na magre-retiro din sa parlamento bago maghalalan. Si ministro Julie Bishop ng ugnayang panlabas na tumangging sumama sa gabinete ni Ginoong Morrison ay magre-retiro din sa darating na Mayo. Ang mga pag-alis ay nakita bilang isang dagok sa gobyernong Morrison na kung saan sinasabing lumiliit ang paggasang manatili ang partido sa pwesto pagkatapos ng eleksyon. Sinabi naman ni Ginoong Morrison na hindi siya nababahala sa malakihang pag-alis ng mga ministro.
The election is about what we're going to do and what we've done. You know, the personalities will change from time to time. But it's what you're doing that matters and what you're going to do that matters.
Samantala, sinabi ni Ginoong Fine na magre-retiro siya kahit ano pa ang maging resulta ng eleksyon.
Whether we win the election in May or whether we lose the election in May, I would have been making exactly the same decision. I'm not leaving because I'm worried about going into opposition. I'm leaving because 26 years is a tremendous run.
Sinabi naman sa ABC ng mamabatas liberal Jason Falinski na mahirap talaga ang buhay sa parlamento.
It's a lot of time away from friends and family. It is a public service and you have to be willing to serve. And I think in fairness to the nation and to your electorate when you've decided that you don't have it in you any longer. It's the right thing to say, you know, I'm going to bow out and let someone else do it.
Pero sinabi naman sa ABC ng mambabatas Labor na Deb O'Neill na ang pagre-retiro ng mga ministro ay isang palatandaan na gumuguho na ang gobyerno.
These are senior leaders of the current government who cannot stand the toxic culture that is their government. They have broken one another within this government. They've certainly lost focus on the Australian people, and they are just all about fighting one another. They stopped governing a very, very long time ago. And Matthias Cormann, I understand, is the only only minister who's in his still retains his current role.
Sinuportahan ni Senador Penny Wong ng Labor ang pahayag.
I think the division and disunity has left this government crippled, and we see this in the stampede for the exit. Senior women going, Julie Bishop, Kelly O'Dwyer. We see senior moderates going. This government is really, this lot have given up governing.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.